everybody. I'm Sophie, and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous, where we like to talk about anything from parenting and money issues to sex and dating. I thank you for tuning in today. I always hope that listening will not only entertain you, but maybe help or inspire you a bit along the way. If you ever want to write to me and ask an advice question, you can either find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable, or you can email me at makeyourlifefabulous@gmail.com. And I would be happy to answer your question on a future show. I would love to hear from you. I am a psychologist, a life coach, author, and mother of two, and a ballroom dancer. Yes. I mentioned the dancing for a reason. We're going to talk about hobbies in a bit and how you should make room for stuff like that just because it's fun for fun's sake. And why that's important. But first, I have to introduce my show buddy.
No.
She's like not technically a co-host, though I wish she would be.
Oh.
But,
that's flattering.
She's not really in the peanut gallery because we're missing Todd in the peanut gallery because he's home watching the kid.
So yeah, that's
he's
right.
Like a boy. So my show she's totally MILFy. And she's read my book and she wanted to talk a little bit more about it. And I thought, well, my fucking lucky stars. That's so cool because
they are your fucking lucky stars.
They are. She's intelligent and interesting and gorgeous, beautiful inside and out. And I thought it'd be a fun way to get to, for you to get to know a little bit more about the book, you, the listener. And plus, she has the greatest speaking voice in the whole world. So I know you'll keep listening because you just want to hear her talk.
So funny because when you listen to your own voice later, it sounds so strange.
No, you have.
I listen
awesome
to my
voice
later, and I think I'm listening to a man.
No,
so
no,
it sounds
no,
in my head.
No,
okay,
no.
Good. All right.
She's a second grade teacher, right?
That
second,
is true.
Yes,
second
a
grade.
Mom and a singer in a band. Can I say the name of your band?
Please.
Punch the Clown.
Yeah, punch
ladies
it
and
in
gentlemen,
its face.
Please welcome Hillary Anderson. Woo!
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, it's a big crowd here.
Big crowd, yeah. It's a bar crowd.
Do you douse them with alcohol?
Yeah,
get going?
Yeah, we get them like good. We get them drunk. You know, how else do you make psychology like? Why would you cheer psychology like? Yeah,
psychology,
MFT, bitchin'.
Yes,
awesome.
There's somebody somewhere who feels really strongly about psychology.
See, right, and that like we're cool, but no, probably
yeah,
not.
maybe not as much as we think we are.
You know, they don't know how cool I am.
They
like,
don't.
They don't, right?
Oh my God, if they only knew how cool you were, it would be a whole other show.
A whole other show. So sadly, like I said, the charming Todd Anderson is not here, but he's got a little spot there in the peanut gallery, just like we have flowers there in his honor.
An empty chair with
the empty
just
chair.
A sad turned down microphone.
Yes. So, but somebody's got to watch the damn kid because they're home for summer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
All summer long.
They don't
lady.
Go anywhere.
Yeah.
What the hell? How's summer going for you? I mean, you're probably thrilled because you're a teacher, but.
Yeah. For me,
still.
It's funny because I get the kid experience. Being a teacher, it's you have that same anticipation and looking forward to the summer. And it's, oh my gosh, I cannot wait till that day.
Right.
And then the day hits, and the first few days, it's awesome. It's just, you relax.
You're sleeping in
you're
late.
You're sleeping in,
I know,
enjoying
right?
it.
And it's then, like, this is so great.
It's just, and I'm outside reading, and I love it. And then it's your child, so I'm bored.
What?
I'm bored.
No, you're boring. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Which I don't
makes
even
me crazy.
I think my answer to that now is oh.
Yeah.
Are you?
I printed out a little like meme from the internet and it says okay, you're bored and then each letter stands for something. I should have written this down but I didn't. It's have you been creative? Have you I don't know, something. Read a book.
Opted to go outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Outside. Something like that. Gone outside to play. Have you exercised for 20 minutes? And have you done something helpful?
Ah.
You know. And the great thing is that with my little one, you show her something like that, and she's like, oh, well, okay. Let's see if I can check off that list. You know. She's
right.
just so.
It's exciting.
It is. It's
impetus to actually do something.
Totally. So yeah. So I printed it out and stuck it on the fridge.
But your teenager,
my 14-year-old,
looks at just like
kind of laughs.
Why?
A little bit. She's like, "Mom, did you make that?"
like, yes. No, I printed out. She's like, oh. Yeah,
it's really funny, Mom.
Yeah. But they do like to read. I have to just, you know, make sure they've got books they want to read and
oh,
stuff,
see, that's,
you know,
fantastic.
Yeah. I forget that they like to do that. Because really, they like to watch Modern Family. And that's their activity of choice. But what happened to me for summer, because I'm divorced, and so I have this split custody, right? Well, we've decided to go week on, week off for their sake, because then they don't have to move their crap around as much.
You know? So it's
a little easier when you're planning trips and stuff like that. So we're experimenting. We're trying it, you know. Holy shit balls. All I did last week was drive. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, my kids swim. One of them, her swim went from afternoon to morning. Oh, not a big deal. Okay, well, it kind of keeps them on their sleep schedule a little bit, right?
You know, right.
She's got a reason to get
up.
Because she'll sleep till 2 o'clock if she doesn't have a reason. So she's getting up for swim practice. And then, but Natalie's dance is still in the evening. So I'm dropping, picking up from home, dropping, picking up. And I didn't go to yoga for like 10 days, which almost killed me, because every single pickup and drop off landed in a class time, like in the middle of a class time.
And then you're just a chauffeur. You're chauffeuring.
And everybody says that. And I mean, we're all like taxi mom, you know, like after school and stuff. But this was unbelievable because, you know, I also have to like work and do stuff and drive to the valley. And like, it was insane.
So what you thought was going to be an awesome, simple summer schedule turned out to be harder than
you know. No, I needed to clone myself. I was like, I need like three of me. I need a professional driver because I literally have to work 20 minutes at a time. I'd have to like come home and like get as much done as I could and then go back out and, you know.
So this is why the dad, did you hear about this Uber thing? Oh my God, this is horrifying.
Yeah.
The dad who Ubered his son to school.
Oh.
Yeah. So he called Uber and had them bring his son to school. No, it was the other. Uber is professional drivers. It's
right.
There's a new company where anyone can be hired to do driving at any time.
Oh.
They're like on call, you and I. So, hey, I have time to drive someone somewhere.
I know what that. Lyft.
And this dad called Lyft, which is worse than Uber, I think.
Oh, my God.
Some random dude in his like Honda Civic, you know, 84, to pick his child up and take him to school. And it hit the news because it was such a parenting fail.
Oops.
So, God.
I kind of don't know where to file that.
I know.
Yeah.
But in desperation. Because when you're in this, like, I need to get to work. I don't have the time to take my child to school. But that's...
Right.
Yeah. You kind of just need to...
Don't call Lyft.
Bring them to school. Yeah. Don't have a total stranger take your child to
school.
That's
what I'd rather, like, hand the neighbor $20 or something.
Right?
Like, please help me out.
Yeah. Isn't it to think that you'd be that desperate that you would call a company and have someone you've never seen before?
I mean, in his defense, he probably thought, I'm calling,
a professional company
or whatever, you know. I mean, ugh.
I wouldn't even call a limo service to take my child to school.
I know. There is a kid at my daughter's school that I think arrives in a taxi cab a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think they have they know it's the same driver, you know, all the time.
Oh.
You know.
So they formed a relationship with the cabbie.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if both parents work or if there's just one of you, I mean, that's the crazy thing.
Yes.
It's like, my boyfriend, you know, picked up Julia at one point this week and that was great, but he's, you know, he's got like a brood of his own he's got to drive around,
yeah,
you know,
right.
and you know, even my ex, if he could help out, he would, but he lives like 20 minutes away.
It's to get him to come to you
it would take longer.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's my bitching about summer, but I'll get used to it. I'll figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
But it's weird because when you're the only one. And then, of course, you know, I get a week off, so I'm not totally complaining. Like, it's good, but then I have to be uber productive,
right,
in that week, because apparently I'm not going to get anything done.
The weeks when you're with each other.
I mean, nothing. Like, I mean, it's one thing to text and drive. It's another thing to actually, like, fill out, you know, real estate forms or something. I sold something last week too, because I do like a little bit on the side, you know, with like for family and friends and stuff, you know. So I was going through like a deal at the same time,
How do you juggle these things?
I don't know. I kind of at one point I did kind of freak out. I did. I had like a meltdown, like a just, you know, and there was nothing bad. There was nothing like horrible to complain about or anything. I just fell apart. I just need to cry it out right now. And then I got to pull it together so I can go drive 30 minutes.
Okay. I got to come out of the bathroom and
I need to go to yoga. Somebody get me to a yoga.
I loved how much you talked about yoga in your book. I had no idea yoga was such a major part of your philosophy of life.
Well, yeah, it's definitely affected everything. Yes, it's. But I think that you can learn some of those same things when you're training for a marathon, or you're like I know people who go to spin class that are like,
yeah,
really physically and emotionally and addicted to it. I think in a good way, you know,
yes,
because it gets you into that flow experience and gets you, you know, creative, like gets you into the same sort of mindset that you do when you're kind of being creative and, you know,
inspired and using your body to do something.
Yes. And in fact, that's one of why I mentioned the dancing. Speaking of using my body to do things.
Yes.
This is only PG-13 today. Sorry, kids.
A different show.
Right. Okay. So, I think it's really, really important to, you know, stay in touch with your body and also to stay creative, whether that's something that's dancing or super physical or painting or photography or anything. Like, these are things that feed your soul, and that's the chapter that you were saying was interesting to you, like sort of reminding you to do things just for the joy of it.
And I feel like I've completely let that drop out of my life.
You don't think the band is a big part of that?
No. You know, it's so funny you said that. The band is something that, first of all, I never predicted, because I never saw myself as a singer. But and back in the day before teaching, I saw myself as actress first, dancer second, singer far down.
I had no idea
third.
About the dancing. I had no idea.
Dancing is so, that jazz dancing. That's why when I read your book, I thought, how did I let that leave my life so extremely? And it's been about, you know, probably 8 years since I've been in a dance class. And I miss it so deeply. And I think about it a lot. I still have my jazz shoes in my closet.
Oh, they're like calling your name.
Hello. And I see them all the time. And I look at them and think, why don't I take a jazz class? And it's a series of guilt thoughts.
Yeah.
That's
so indulgent.
Exactly that. It's so indulgent. When would you have time for that? Is it when would Colby be waiting for you, my son? Would he be waiting for you while you're in your dance class?
Uh-huh.
Or is it Saturday morning when it's family time?
Right.
And that's the time when, you know, you'd want to be home and spending time in your backyard.
Yep.
And it just feels like a selfish.
Yep.
That's the voice
and
that I'm wanting to
really
turn off.
What's it going to do for you? I mean, are you going to make a career out of this? I mean, really, how is this jazz dancing
right.
going to help
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm going to be a 43-year-old successful dancer.
How is this
going to
help the family,
yes,
Hillary? How could
right.
you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. And,
yeah.
and for me, you know, the week that I have my kids, I feel guilty running to the – I'll just run to the gym for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel like – How can you leave them at all? You only get them half the time, you know. So yeah,
so there's even more guilt.
So if you really to go to a dance lesson, like, are you kidding me?
I know.
I hear you, but I think it makes you a better person.
I when I read your book, I was making notes on the sides, and half of the notes were dance. And then you were talking about going back to ballroom dancing, how you started that later in life and how that became a passion of yours. And I was thinking, I am going to use this book to bring myself back to dancing. And the band, I've got to tell you, is a major outlet. This is like a wild Punch the Clown is this like raunchy and fun comedic band, and going to band practice at my age,
that's so awesome.
Kind of awesome. Like, I never had that fantasy of, oh man, I want to be
I'm gonna be a rock star,
I'll be in a garage practicing. I've got to tell you, being at band practice with these guys and with the woman that's the other backup singer, ridiculously fun.
That's so awesome.
Ridiculously fun.
That's
awesome. Sipping Fireball and
what is up with Fireball?
Kind of,
oh my god,
sorry.
It's everywhere.
It is. But it's the easiest thing to sip.
It's very sippable.
It goes down so easily.
It's all warm and it's like Christmas.
And then you refresh your breath.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just a perfect
alcohol. Or at least
alcohol.
You think you refresh your breath.
I'm very refreshing afterwards, let me tell you. Or maybe I'm just fresh afterwards.
Yeah, I think you're just fresh. Yeah. Fireball freshens you up. Yes. Get fresh.
Or be fresh.
Or be fresh, yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you. I think you can pay us $1,000 Fireball.
You're welcome. Go drink some Fireball and make out with a stranger. Yeah. You're welcome. There you go.
Find me at a Punch the Clown show. I might be friendly.
You might be friendly. Oh, we got to get that in a plastic bottle. I think we, just for safety reasons, I'm just
going to
put one on the side in a plastic bottle for you.
Yeah, you're right. We do not.
I cannot believe I haven't been to a show yet. This is crazy talk. I know. It's not, it's not because
timing.
It's timing. Life is all about timing and good lighting.
Peach light bulbs.
If somebody could just follow me around if I'm in a bathing suit and if somebody could follow me around with a red light, you know how
red, really?
Well, okay, I don't know. I'm getting off topic, but who cares? It's about dancing. Well. So there's a bar in LA that's been around for like 40 years. It's called Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I haven't, but I've heard a lot about it.
Well, you have to go. We have to go. And unfortunately, what's his name? Anthony Bourdain, he put it on a show, and now there's a fucking line. There never used to be a line. This place is a dive bar. You can still get a $5 Heineken,
So that's not strippers. That's not a burlesque.
What it is, though, there is a little stage, but it's interesting because there's not like a lot of lap dances going on. It doesn't feel like a strip club.
Uh-huh.
It feels more like there's this kind of, it's like a lingerie show. They don't actually show any nipple or anything, but there's a pole. And a lot of these girls are like dancers. Like they're doing pirouettes and backbends. I'm like,
they're real dancers.
Oh, and they're beautiful and they're it's almost like they're really proud to dance there, because it's, they're not like, they don't have to do like creepy lap dances in the back room or anything like that.
Right.
Like it's just all like, they're just part of this. It's almost like a non-sexual atmosphere. It's just like, I don't know how to describe it.
I can see that.
It's super entertainment. Cool. It's more burlesque entertainment, fun.
Oh
and,
my gosh. I would love this place.
No, you would love it. It's super, super cool. Anyway. So, my point was that I think they have like red lighting,
Sort
of makes like all cellulite disappear.
Yes.
And I'm like, if I could just have that on the beach, like wherever
everything.
I go, like, could I have a lighting guy just follow me?
Everyone angling their legs towards you, so everything just
a little,
smooths
like,
right out.
That just kind of smooths it all
I
out.
I like that.
That'd be good.
I had a friend in high school whose parents had peach light bulbs in their bathrooms. And I remember just going in there, and this is in the days, when I had pimples all over my face.
Oh, honey.
And I was so self-conscious and felt
skin.
Just, oh, thank you. That it was a long time coming. But I felt so horribly self-conscious. Aww. And I would walk into that bathroom, and it was like the magic mirrors in the fun house. I would look
in
at my
way.
Face in a great way. I would stare at my perfect skin because it just took it all away. The peach
That's
light
it.
Bulbs.
Peach light bulbs
I'm
are going
telling
in the bedroom.
You, I had that thought as a teenager. I need these bulbs
Where
in my home.
Where do you
home.
Get peach light bulbs? Yes. I need to know.
You just look beautiful and ethereal in that kind of lighting.
Okay.
So
I'm all about it. Yeah.
There you go.
So now where did we go from good lighting? I have to back up. It's all about.
And dancing is where it started. And finding the things that that inspire
timing.
You.
We were talking about timing. That's right. Okay. I just wanted to know how we got onto lighting. Just my brain needed that. Thank you. I think that it's interesting though because for me going back to dancing, I couldn't really go. I didn't feel that I could handle or go back to ballet or anything like that because it's just so physically challenging. Just so difficult. Like my feet would cramp after like. 3 tendus.
Yeah.
So, and finding a jazz class, I did go, but it was like sort of shortly after I had my baby and like, I couldn't walk for 3 days.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
And it was too soon. And, so going back to dance when you're older and finding something like ballroom or jazz, because honestly, like bodies are all different now with dancers. It's so cool to see so much more variety because there's so many brilliantly talented dancers out there who've got like, butts and they're awesome. So walking into ballroom where, like, if you got a big butt, you just throw some fringe on it and shake it.
And
like,
it's all people are
about,
happy
and
to
they're
see
happy.
It.
And it's all about just celebrating your body and your, you know, femininity. And at
plus,
any, at any
in
age.
In ballroom, isn't butt kind of like it's, par for the course? Because this is like when you get gorgeous Cuban women, they don't have flat little asses.
Telling you. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that? I'm
you
sorry.
Can say asses.
Okay.
Yeah. Penis, vagina. There.
Okay, thank you. Good. Say the. Give me
We're
a
good. We have to get
ballpark.
It out of the way. Give me a ball. Okay. Watch it down. Penis,
okay.
Vagina.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm allowed to say the F word.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
very
can,
good.
Yeah, it's all good. You guys don't mind, right?
We're
no,
all
they don't
here.
Mind. No, they're all tweeting me right now saying, "What's your language?"
Yes.
So you can completely celebrate all the ass you have. You know, in fact, one of the champions that I just love to watch dance. She was. I swear, this woman has got to be like 4'8". You know, she's 4'8" and she's just like this little teeny tiny hourglass with like the ba-boom butt.
Oh,
and
don't you just
God, like, she's amazing to
yes.
watch. You know, but for me, like I have this whole thing going on in my head, like I'm literally thinking to myself, this is the adolescent self, you know, the shamed adolescent self of like, I would never have danced. I wouldn't have danced. I wouldn't have thought that I was entitled to even be a dancer, you know, because it was so like with ballet, if you're not like long and skinny and lean and flat chested, and I went through puberty and was taken off point, you know, so there was a
judgment,
a certain amount of joy literally just like sucked out of all of it, you know? And so when I stopped dancing, you know, like you were saying, it's been 8 years. I think I stopped for like 10 or 12 years. And I started again. It's hard to even describe. It's like you're literally this whole part of my soul woke up, you know,
because it's always there
and it's always there. And so for that, you know, and sometimes my kids will ask me like, why do you need to take more lessons? You know how to dance, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, I just need to, like, I always want to, it's part of the challenge and learning and, you know, and that in itself is an example for Colby.
That's
or
right.
for, you know, for your kids to see you pursuing things for the joy of it. And of course you want to try to schedule it when they're not like totally bummed that you're, you know, missing everything or whatever. I mean, you know, whenever you can schedule things for yourself that are, not interfering with family time, if possible, then great. But I think if you take an hour and a half once a week to just go kind of stir the pot a little bit.
You're right.
In your heart, you know?
I know. And the other part was Pilates for me is that I've had these classes that have been sitting in a Groupon deal.
Those are expensive.
A year.
Oh dear.
A year. Now the value doesn't expire.
No,
they tell
I know.
Me.
I know.
You know, I've lost the deal. But value doesn't expire and the place is sitting there and it's unused. And it's another one where the money's already spent.
Right.
I just need to. And
instead,
I think I could just do Pilates in my living room and then I rejoin the family. So, you know what? Todd doesn't feel guilty going to do things that feed his artistic soul.
Right.
And I shouldn't feel guilty about doing the same thing. I just need to make the time and say, I'm doing this for me and I really need this and it makes me happy and brings me joy.
Right.
And go do it.
Yeah.
And give myself permission to take time and go do it.
And it makes you multidimensional to your kids, you know, and you can, it gives you something to talk about, you know, and it gives you, it's, it's remembering that you're growing and directing and feeding and protecting and educating a child.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're also a whole person.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to give yourself that gift, essentially, of remembering who you are, what you were excited to do. I don't have to get super involved and get my nose in my daughter's dance shit and live through her.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking my own dance classes.
That's right.
You know?
And you're having your own challenges that you get to work through and then show her, that was really hard for me. I didn't know how to do that.
Right.
But I'm going back and I'm going to get better at that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's cool because sometimes she'll, because I don't like hover over her and, you know, tell her to point her toes all the time or whatever. Yeah. She'll ask me like, hey mom, am I doing this turn right? And she'll show me, you know, her pirouette and I'll be like,
get to share it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like keep your shoulders, you know, level and you know, whatever. And it's cool. So she'll come to me for help. And, but you know, like I said, I don't have to live through her.
Yes.
Because and it doesn't, you know, it's, I probably dance. I mean, I have to go to the gym and go to yoga and stuff like that. And I probably dance an hour and a half every week and sometimes 3 hours.
Because I do
an hour and a half jazz class on Thursday mornings, which
you would
fucking love. Oh my God.
If only we live closer.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm serious. You would love it. So.
See, my other fear is at this age doing turns
oh,
and
making
being
you nauseous?
Dizzy.
Yeah.
Because I think I will be like, I think your equilibrium changes.
Yeah, it does. I can't go on a swing.
Right?
I get dizzy.
That's another fear of mine is that when you do the turns across the floor.
That's all right. Nobody's going to ask you to do triples.
Okay, good.
You just turn, you know.
Are we past that?
Yeah, we're past that. So I didn't know that the thing you were missing was dance. But like honestly, anybody, this can be like one of my things on my bucket list I talk about is I want to learn to play the ukulele.
I love that.
I just want to learn to play the ukulele. It's the coolest little instrument. It's so happy. It's such a joyful thing, you know? And one of these days, I'm going to start driving my kids up the wall, like, you know, learning a few chords on the ukulele because it's fun.
That's so great.
You know? And I think so many people, you know, you're in choir, right? In high school, you know? And you don't... My mom... It just joined the choir at a church just for fun.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's so cool. Like they had a little holiday performance and whatever. And my mom's Armenian, so she's like, you know, trying to learn to sing in Armenian. It's driving her nuts, frankly, but it's really, really challenging. But it's so cool. You know, who cares? Brand new hobby.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Right.
Right. And that's really the point. Who cares?
Yes.
If you're good at it, if you have to sit out the turns, if you, you know,
I can't remember who it was in your life. The quote that in your book that also resonated with me was about you're not so special that you can't just try.
Right.
Was that a yoga instructor?
Yeah, that was a yoga instructor. See, you're not so special that you can't at least try.
You can at least try.
Blew my mind.
I love that.
I got goosebumps just saying it again. I know I love it because it was like,
it cuts through it, doesn't it?
It does. It cuts through it. How often do we sort of say, well, I can't do that because, you know, my stomach hurts if I do this, or I can't do that because I have a bad knee, or I can't do this. Watch the Paralympics.
I might look silly.
Why, you know,
yes,
watch
right.
Give me a fucking break.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's okay. You can choose not to do it because you don't like that particular kind of discomfort.
Yes.
That's totally valid and that's fine. But don't tell me you're victimized and can't try.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying, because there's too many people in the world that overcome shit that we would never, that we can't even dream of overcoming.
You're absolutely right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that if there's something that you really want to do, if you want to like paint shitty watercolor paintings of squares and triangles, please do it.
I hope you do it.
I hope you do it. And I hope you frame them and put them all over your
walls.
And
I hope your shitty watercolors are a big hit with your family and friends. Good for you and your shitty watercolors.
Yeah, just do it. You know, like just enjoy it because it puts you into this place. I actually took a really cool class in college that was called Leisure Studies.
Oh.
Right? Did you ever hear this class?
No, but I'm dying to know what I would study.
But what it was is it was a class about what we do for leisure and why. And why it's important. And we talked a lot about the flow experience.
Huh.
The flow experience is when, say, you're painting or drawing or, you know, I think it's one of the things that kids get addicted to with their video games and stuff too, you know, especially those creative ones like Minecraft and stuff.
Yes.
Go out and play.
Yes, because it's
get off the couch.
Hypnotic.
It's hypnotic.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. But when you are in that space and you lose track of time.
Yeah.
You know, and you you're just completely connected to what it is you're doing, and sort of the next thing you know, it's, you know, 4 hours later, right? That experience is the goal, essentially, is what is a particular human experience that's really important for us, you know?
So it's almost like leisure time as a meditation.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it transports you
yeah.
for a time.
Yes. And when people talk about, so we one of our projects was to interview people and interview our parents. I interviewed my dad about like what did you do, you know, for fun, basically.
Downtime.
Growing up, like downtime. What did you do? Hmm. And it's an interesting concept now, particularly because I think people don't make time for downtime, you know, as we've been talking
yes.
about. It's like, oh my God, I don't want to leave
I'm guilty
for
of.
45 minutes
yes.
to go to the, you know.
As if I'm so special to the family that they
right.
can't be without
yeah.
me for
right.
that
for,
chunk
for
of
an
time
hour.
Again.
Yeah. yeah. And it's you're not so wounded or so special or so busy or so whatever that you can't at least try something.
Yes.
And I think it's a really important concept because the idea of I'm so busy, I can't, I'm so needed, I'm so this, it's actually pretty self-centered.
Yes,
you think
is.
You're being selfless.
Right.
Right. And yes, of course you are. You're doing a thankless job. But at the same time, it's really not thankless. I'm kidding. But it's
I get thanked a lot.
Yeah, me too. Just saying.
But other people might not.
Yeah. But that in itself is actually a little self-centered and inflated.
Mm,
it's like,
it
you
is.
Know what? Just check out for 90 minutes and go do something that connects you to yourself,
mm-hmm.
to your soul, like that which is a part of you. I think that I danced for such a long time, and I keep using that as an example because that's obviously what I connect to the most. Because I started dancing when I started walking. My mom put me into ballet. Honestly, I was dropped on my head. And so she was worried about my coordination.
Wow.
Yeah, so she put me in ballet right away. And I do trip on lint, I'm just going to say. You got to hold my hand walking down the sidewalk.
It is so funny. I am clumsy too,
yeah,
and I am a dancer.
It's because you don't look at your feet.
What's up with that? Oh.
It's because you don't look at your feet, yeah.
I will clip doorways with my shoulder.
Ouch!
Walking
yeah,
through my own bedroom door.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
What?
I have no sense of self.
Okay, I'm so glad to hear it's not just me.
Your
body through space. Todd's like, how do you have bruises all over your leg when you are a dancer and I can't dance?
I don't know either. But when I started dancing again, I was really, I was kind of blown away by the feeling of like, oh, I didn't realize like this is part of who I am. This is who I came into the world or grew into the world to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a part of me. It was like a fish in water. I didn't know water, you know, until I was out and then went back and it was like coming home, you know? So it's important, you know, if you think about your, the things that you did in school or, you know, whether it was band or, singing or drawing or metal shop.
Like,
I mean, seriously, some people take these shop classes, they do wood shop and they just love it and they never do it again.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because like, well, but I'm going to go be an accountant. It's like, that's cool.
That's great.
Pay your bills.
That's right.
But, you know, go get yourself a little jigsaw or something and, you know, whatever.
Build something
like,
because
something
it brings you joy.
Yeah, because it feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be a carpenter in your heart. Like in your cells and you know, you do something else for a living, but this is, you know, super gratifying in a way that only you need to relate to.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter.
You know, I think the one thing that I do take for myself that's like that is the gardening.
Oh, that's cool.
And I did our entire, like I tore out the whole front yard and I designed a whole native Californian garden landscape.
Yes. Yeah.
And did it by myself. In fact, Erin Riley and I,
Erin Riley, that was how we bonded. Yeah,
man, we bonded because we went to Theodore Payne Foundation together, which is this amazing California native garden store that's
awesome.
Unbelievable. But that one thing, I never imagined in a million years that I would love gardening. I saw that as kind of an old lady activity.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And then the moment I got my hands in dirt, I just went into another place.
Oh, that's so cool. And she really encourages that. Like, Erin, you know, she really encourages, like, if you have, like, you know, my boyfriend loves to grow tomatoes every summer, you know?
Yes.
And it drives him nuts. But he loves it.
Why? What drives him nuts?
Well, you know,
it?
Like when they're not successful, it don't grow, or you got to watch for the bugs.
Always yes,
you
it's know, a gamble. It's like, yeah, things
it's a gamble.
Happen.
You know, mm-hmm. things happen, and you know, like birds and bugs.
Or it's not prolific, yeah. and you only get two tomatoes, and
exactly.
you're just like, yeah, that sucked.
Right. So, yeah. but he has to do it. Like, he has to do it every time. It's just like, you know, I look, oh, there's the plant.
There it is.
But she encourages that to kind of just go out every day and don't think of it as a chore. Just think of it as your meditation, right? You know, just think of it as like, I'm going to go and just kind of check on my little babies and, you know, pick off the bugs and pick off the this. And,
oh my gosh.
You know,
it's
and
so,
look at you.
It's
you're
so
like,
satisfying.
You're like
I love talking
little
about
Zen
it.
Space right now. I actually am hypnotizing her by even talking
she
about
really
it.
She really is. I walked out the other day to the front yard and there was a volunteer, which is when a plant seeds itself without you putting it there.
Yes.
And it was a tomato plant.
And super strong, too, probably.
And the sweetest tomatoes I've ever grown.
See, that's
was
so
a volunteer
cool.
that dropped itself into the front yard.
It was living its destiny.
I was like, where'd you come from, friend?
That's so cool.
It's right next to the sidewalk. I was actually thinking of putting a little sign there and saying, if you need a tomato, take one.
Aww.
Because we have a lot of people who come in the neighborhood to collect the cans that are, you know, they're struggling and homeless and stuff like that. And I was thinking, if I just put that there, it would give
free
people
lysopene.
Permission.
Yes.
Yeah, because nobody's taken any, I've noticed. And we have a lot of, foot traffic and people have been very respectful.
Oh, that's nice.
They could have easily just leaned down. They wouldn't even need to step on our yard to do it. So, but I was thinking of putting a little sign there, just saying,
aww.
If you need it, take it.
That's nice.
If you want one, take one.
If you want one. Yeah, you don't even have to need it. You can just want it.
Yeah, you just want a tomato.
So when are you going to go to your jazz class?
Okay. It made my heart race when you said that. But, and even if I'm the oldest person there, I'm going to stick with it. I don't care.
You just go once.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't worry about the next time. Just go once.
I've got to find an adult jazz class in my
neighborhood. They're around. I probably can
are
find.
They?
I think I know where there's one in your neighborhood.
Okay.
I think I know where you can go.
And I'll drive. I mean, if it's not right in North Hills or Northridge, whatever.
Yeah,
somewhere in the valley.
Well, I know of a few.
All right.
So, and you know, and if you ever just want to like come out for breakfast and jazz and this Latin-inspired jazz class that I take, it's so much fun.
I would totally
and
do
it's all women our age.
Oh, my gosh.
Just getting down.
I did a Zumba class once.
Yeah? Was it good?
Oh, my God.
Was it fun?
Oh, it was such a blast.
Oh, awesome. Because I haven't been to a good one yet.
Oh,
I know.
It's
not dancey enough for me.
It's not dancey enough, I can see, because it's leaning towards dance aerobics.
Right.
I mean, it's...
Right.
But I will say this. Dance training serves you well because it's heavy choreography.
Right.
It's really fast-paced, and it's very... much in the salsa, you know, obviously it's all that. So if you're already familiar with that, which I am, I caught on really quickly and I was pouring sweat.
Nice.
I mean, I came
out
of
that. You gotta get
sweaty. See, that's
it. You gotta get sweaty. 4 days a week.
Is that exercise?
You gotta get sweaty.
That's right.
I don't care how you do it.
Yes. Yep. Gardening, Zumba class, jazz class, Pilates. Yeah.
You gotta be sweaty for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You gotta do it. For your health. I don't care about your weight. It's for, you know, for your health. You got to do it. And
and
your mind, it just clears your mind. It's just
And for women, a little bit of weight.
I know. That is, that's the thing I haven't done yet. I'm not saying I'm so special. I'm
that you can't.
But
work
I mean, I do it very sporadically.
I know.
You know, but I can feel
the bone density
the need
thing.
Because you do start to lose your muscle mass. It's just nature. You start to lose your muscle mass as you get older, so you got to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and if you can go and you can that's what I do love about, like, you know, Zumba or anything fun that gets you in your body, gets you sweaty. You're like killing all these birds with one stone.
Oh, and you don't even know you're doing
and
it.
And you don't even
you're
know you're doing
fun.
It because you know that you're kind of in a flow experience and time is passing and there's music and you're just, you know,
dance
getting your
rocks.
Groove on and... I know.
Or go out dancing.
Or go out dancing, yeah.
For me, when I would dance, there aren't that many clubs for our age group that I appreciate.
It's kind of a bummer.
But when I did... 3 hours of hardcore dancing, coming home sweaty and it's the same idea.
Mark just laughs at me because I'm like sweaty and purple by the end of the night.
Yeah.
I'm so you know.
Our two guys just sit down and you and I dance.
I just, I mean, I will, I have no dignity. Like when
I love it. I don't either. I don't
it's
either.
Out the window. I mean, I just act like a complete idiot on the dance floor, but I am personally having the best time. I actually used to do that even when I was the only person on the dance floor. I would go to a club and everybody's like standing around being cool. And they're like, oh, should we play pool? Should we drink our martinis? And I'm like on the dance floor.
Dude, let's dance.
Acting like Madonna on my own with nobody around. And I'm like, I'm sure they're thinking, what a fucking geek.
What the hell is wrong
like,
with this
she's
lady?
Like something
by
what?
Herself.
By herself. You
she's
know?
High.
Like, yeah, whatever. I'm having fun.
See, Erin is like that too.
I know.
She's a dance spirit.
That's a dance spirit.
She is. She's a dance spirit.
The dance spirit.
She was one of the only people dancing when I had a 40th birthday party.
I love that.
I had a dance floor, and it was a handful of people, and Erin was in there.
Are people too worried about being cool? What
yes.
is it? Is it?
Yes.
Don't be cool.
I know.
Go be happy.
It was sad.
Yeah. Okay, you want to take a quiz?
Oh, a quiz. Okay. Yeah. I'm a teacher.
Quiz.
It's good to be on the other end
I know,
sometimes.
Exactly, right?
Pop
you
quiz.
Will be tested at the
Ooh.
End of this. No, okay.
That sounds
okay.
nice.
All right. This is just the MILF quiz. It's easy peasy. It's just
right.
whatever comes to your mind. Okay.
Great.
First word that comes to your mind when you hear MILF.
It's, I guess, the most obvious. First one word.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wow. What turns you on creatively?
Drawing popped into my head.
Wow. Do you draw too?
You know, it's so funny. I've forgotten about that, but
you are a wellspring of
I have in my closet hidden all of these portraits that I've drawn.
Woman. All right.
I used to get
I can just tell you,
really
you're not going to be bored as an empty nester. I can tell you that. You're going to just have all kinds of shit to do.
I used to get like Playboy magazines and sketch the naked women in them. I know that sounds so odd, but really, really old ones. Like my dad had ones from the 70s.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, like full bush, like a 70s. And that would be what I would sketch, nudes
wow.
of women.
How awesome.
And then finally, Todd bought me some books of male nudes.
Oh.
And I have some male nude sketches as well.
Nice.
So that popped into my head.
Isn't it funny when you have kids, you forget all this shit that you do. You
yeah.
put it in the back of the closet
yeah.
and it sits there for 18 years.
Yeah, I know. I mean, when am I going to take
no,
out
we're
going to
dust that shit off.
Right?
Right. Okay. No, you can have your friend make a needle point out of one of them. Okay, that's another story.
Oh, my
anyway,
God, she's
okay.
brilliant.
So what turns you off creatively?
What turns me off creatively? First word?
Yeah, well, you know, ish. This is
judgment.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's true. Especially that little, like, voice behind you that says, this sucks.
Yeah, mine,
your
yours,
yeah,
theirs.
Anything.
Just
yeah.
judgment of your creativity
yeah.
is what stops
yes.
it.
Yes, it will definitely stifle it. What sound or noise do you love?
My son laughing.
We all agreed on that last time. Like, oh, you can't. Like, when your kids are guttural laughing,
oh,
you're just going, oh,
when it, so yes, cute. When it comes from...
it's the
yeah,
best.
It is the
okay.
best.
I've said this before already, but every once in a while, Julia will laugh and it'll sound the same way it did when she was a baby and she would laugh that day. And it's,
oh my gosh.
Do that again. Anyway, what sound or noise do you hate?
The trash trucks on Saturday early morning.
Yes. Saturday, really?
Sometimes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah, on holiday week when it pushes
yes.
to Saturday. Bastards.
Yeah.
What's your favorite curse word?
Ooh, my favorite curse word. Let me see. What is my favorite curse word? That's a good one. I guess it's cock.
Oh, that's a curse word? Yeah.
Well, sometimes when I hit my knee, I say,
you go,
cock.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Why? I couldn't tell
you. The next
you,
time
but...
I stub my toe, I'm going to say cock.
Sometimes it's cock and a half.
Wow.
Which is... something my husband and
is
his
that
best
something
friend
like a bag
from
of
childhood.
Cocks?
That's right. Louis C.K.'s bag of cocks. Yeah. Go suck a bag of cocks. Is that one cock at a time,
right.
or like the whole bag?
How do I do? Do you like carry it around?
It's hard.
Does it have to be refrigerated? I don't know.
They do go bad. No one wants to carry on.
No one
a
wants
bad
a bad cock.
Bag of cocks. A bag cock. Ooh, stinky.
All right. Okay. We digress. Number
really
one
do.
Celebrity on your hump island.
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban? Keith Urban or Carl
no,
Urban?
No. Carl Urban. Carl Urban is the hot guy. Remember I told you I like Scars?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this guy was on Almost Human recently, a series.
Oh my God. So
okay,
he's fresh meat. He's
playing
like new.
Doc on the Star Trek movies.
Oh, okay. All right, nice.
This guy's...
Right, you go.
It's not going to be a surprise to my husband that I said that. He's like, oh, Carl Urban.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so what profession would you not like to do?
What profession would I not like to do? I would not like to be a dentist.
Yeah.
I
don't think I would either.
No.
I don't want to be in, up in people's mouths all day.
Yeah.
No.
And people bite, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, got to be careful.
Dentists are one of the... They have a high suicide rate.
Really?
There's depression in dentistry.
Wow.
Isn't that strange?
It is.
Because people hate
I would assume that... It's because I have a dentist who's like the most chipper dude in the world, actually. And I would assume it's because they went into it because their parents told them they couldn't be musicians and they needed to do something.
Make
a real living. Go be a dentist. They're like, oh, fuck my life.
And then they hear it. Marry a dentist.
Oh, I could get a lady.
Exactly. There you
okay.
go.
So favorite song to sing in the shower?
Oh, favorite song. Let's see. Anything Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
So maybe Higher Ground or, yeah. I like old Stevie Wonder.
Nice.
To sing.
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Favorite song to sing for karaoke after two drinks?
let's see. Carrie Underwood, Last Name.
Oh.
And we're going on Thursday. I will sing that for you after two drinks.
Okay. Nice. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Oh, you were right.
I
never judged.
Oh, that's nice.
You were right, Hillary. I was never going to judge people.
Oh.
And that was a human construct.
Nice.
All right. I was all in their heads.
You finally get the final truth. Right?
Yes.
Yes. I'm just going with that one.
Right?
You know. Why not?
That's what I choose to believe anyway.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking that quiz and sharing yourself with us.
That was fun.
That is our show for today on this topic. Thank you so much, Hillary, for being here.
It was my pleasure.
And thank you, Todd, for watching the kid and holding down the fort.
Yeah. Yay, Todd. Husband's at home.
You can find me on Facebook as Sophie Venable. Hey, does Punch the Clown have a...
We don't have a date right now. We're rehearsing.
Do you have a Facebook page or
punch
something?
Punch the Clown on Facebook.
All right,
yes.
Punch that clown.
Through Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Twitter at MILF Talk and find out what's coming up on MILF Talk or anything I can explain in 140 characters. You can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon.com. Or right now you can enter a giveaway on Goodreads and win one of 20 free copies that I'm giving away. 100% free. Gratis.
Oh my gosh. All awesome right. book
awesome.
Too.
Obviously. Thank you, darling. Thank you for listening today.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.